tell me some of the places that you traveled with me.
Okay, when Perry got home from Malta Reed, of course he had his convalescent leave and all, and then we went to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And from there we went back to Germany. We're stationed at Bamberg, Germany. We stayed over there 3 years and came back. And during that time, about 3 years we were over there, he was in the field quite a bit, but we still was made more of a part of the unit, so everybody was looking after everyone else, and that made a great big difference. And then after leaving Germany, we came to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and stationed there 3 years. And then Perry went to Korea.
By himself?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And at this point, we agreed for me not to go because the school system really wasn't up on it. And we wanted to go ahead and buy a home, thinking that that would be his last overseas tour. And that usually when that happens, they'll give him a choice when they come back to the States where they're stationed at. But of course, again, we wasn't that lucky, and he went to Fort Benning, Georgia. And we moved down there with him and stayed the last of the service. And he came down on orders for to go back to Germany, and that's when he put in his retirement papers.
Okay. Where did he live while he was in Korea?
Here.
Here?
Yeah, we bought this house, and I stayed here, and the children attended school here.
Okay, it's been almost 20 years, or over 20 years, since American soldiers withdrew from Saigon.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your most vivid memory of Vietnam.
Well, I guess it would be like a collage of them, because you see the movies, you see the news strips, you see all the talk about, we're looking back now, this is afterwards, so we're looking back at a lot of different things, and you see the horrors that the men had to go through, and how they were treated back in the United States, the people that they went over to defend. And I guess that really makes me angry, because these guys went over, and a lot of them, you've got to remember, were only 18, 19 years old. And you heard of them, they took them in to the military. 6 weeks later, they were in Vietnam. They didn't know their head from home ground. They were no more prepared for anything. And I'm afraid we're going to get back like that again with these, by cutting down our military so much.
Uh-huh.
And depending on the National Guards and the reservists in order to be our military. And I think, you know, that if we was to have another war, it'd be, give them 2 or 3 years, we'd be back in the same, you know, same fix.
That worries you, right?
Yes, most definitely, because my children are grown now, and two of them have been in the military. But I've got grandchildren coming up, and one at 10 years from now, he's going to be 18. I would hate for that to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we don't give the military guys the support. Now, they did get it in Desert Storm. That's completely, it's like from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Do you think it matters that supposedly we won Desert Storm and we didn't win in Vietnam?
Yes. Most definitely there, because you always, you feel like if you've got something out of it, that you've won, that you've had a purpose, and you've defended your country, and you've made things better because of it, you say, well, we lost a lot of good men, but we saved a lot.
Mm.
But at this point, we lost, but we didn't gain.
Right.
We have nothing concrete to say we got out of Vietnam. We were able to do this for Vietnam.
Mm.
And I think to look back is the day that Saigon fell, and you see all of the things that went on that day, and it's just like the U.S. was able to just pull, just snatch the very last ones out in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really did nothing.
Okay, before you mention the movies that are out, mm-hmm. like Platoon and mm-hmm. all those movies, how do you feel? Have you watched these films?
Yes, I have, and I've asked my husband, I said, you were there, you know about them. And some of the movies that we do see, he'll say, this is how it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not colored up and made nice. this is the basics, you know, and that it really gives you a little bit of insight on what really happened over there.
Can you give me an example of one that he says is really what happened?
The cruelty. Them over there and not that many supplies, and they're having to go out into the different terrains and not being equipped for them, and the hostility on every side. To think a child is carrying a bomb, it's going to blow up everything. You know, and Americans, I mean, they pride themselves on protecting children. And then over there, they use that same thing back on them. And also, I guess it would be the, them talking, like they'd have the radio stations going, you know, from the enemy, and they would tell them, well, you know, your government's not behind you, and this kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was working on them psychologically, you know. And I know, you know, to look back now and you see that the good many of them use drugs and all that over there, you could almost say that you could see why they done it, mm-hmm. you know, because of what they were put through.
Okay, you mentioned the children being used as weapons or as soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel when you first heard about that?
Well, you know, not being used to anything like that, that was the most, you know, the sacred thing used against you, because I guess children today are one of the closest to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that a little child, they tape these bombs all over them, and they walk into a camp. To them, it was nothing. It was a throwaway.
Yes.
You know, and you wonder, how could these people live like this? But until you're put in their position, nobody knows. And we're raised entirely different from what that is.
How do you feel now that we're starting relations back in Vietnam?
I would be very apprehensive, you know, to have thought, you know, what went on in the past, how could they go back and say, okay, let's be friends now with the trade embargoes and all that's put against them. Now, it's like, well, we punished you for this little while, now it's going to be all right again, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't agree. I don't feel like that anything has changed. And we still hear about MIAs that still could be over there that they've never released. You know, so I think it might be they're trying to use it as a trade-off. And a lot of it's politically covered up.
What do you think about the bodies that they release, like, every 6 months or a year or whatever?
I think that's just kind of to string them on, to keep them... keep America coming back, because they know that it's a ploy that they can use to keep that feelings up, because Americans, I guess, in a lot of ways were soft-hearted and we show a lot of feeling. And once you mention something like a GI's remains, you know, a mother or somewhere, a father, a wife, a sister, a brother, a child, you know, that has lost someone over, until you can bury a body, you can never get over it. That is a common thing. I mean, it's a way of life. You have to have something as grief happens that it kind of cleanses the body. When you're able to bury a body, then you're able to go on with it.
Do you know somebody that died in Vietnam?
No, I really wasn't, by my family not being in it and by being segregated a lot from the military life, I didn't. You know, and that would be a horrible thought, you know, to send a child or a husband or a brother over and then never know exactly what happened.
Tell me how you feel about the Vietnam conflict today, like, it's 23, almost 23 years.
After the fact, a waste of time, money. A lot of it, I believe, is political. I think a lot of people made a lot of money off of it. That's the reason it went on for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And United States people I'm talking about.
Right.
And I don't feel like they gained that much from it, but greed had a lot to do with it.
So, what do you think?
Politically wise, I feel like it was a political war. They sent them over and tied their hands. You know, and I feel like nothing was gained.
When we first started sending troops over there, how did you feel?
Well, I felt like, well, if you, back in history, when I studied history and all after World War II and all, we felt like we won it. You know, it was a great thing. And I felt like when they first started going over it, we're going to go over and we're going to change something. We're going to make this country a little USA. They're going to have the same rights as we'll have. We went over to protect people, to make it a better place for them to live and raise their families and all. And but somewhere along the line, it all changed. They weren't allowed to do this. And then the ones that come back, they've been persecuted. I'm sure some of them done wrong, too, and should be punished for it. But it's not right. You see, the ones that come back that are dismembered and all and homeless, I think it done a lot to them. And I don't think our government has supported them.
Mm-hmm.